This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
No, I didn't take lessons. I still can't figure out how to work this thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do believe that you should be, you have to be part of the conversation to get, informed, to engage, to really have a clue as to what you're talking about. We've had a lot change. Even in the last couple of days when it comes to the election. And yes, I still believe, yes I do, that President Trump can still pull this thing out. And it's not blind faith or just, you know, believing that I want this guy so bad, so much that he'd be able to pull it off. I'm believing the courts, the new courts. Judges that really care about what's going on. I believe they're going to see, and that the case can be made, that this was stolen. That the cheating that went on, we have precedent for it. You know what? Rick Green's going to join us right after the break. We're going to talk about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, you don't have to be, obviously. But if you want to be, Turkey Day is coming up. It is a great day for everyone. Everyone's excited. Well, I think everyone's excited about it. Yeah, maybe the turkey not so much. They know it's coming. They really do. But how would you like a few, just have some fun with this. I only got a couple of minutes anyhow before Rick comes on. But how about, we're not used to, things may look a little different this year, right? Well, actually, it's going to look a lot different. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. You know, creepy Uncle Frank that sits on a couch and just makes you feel weird? Yeah, he'll have to come in through Zoom, so that'll be good. You know, in 1621, a three-day harvest festival became the first Thanksgiving. 50 pilgrims and 90 Wampanoag Indians attended the first Thanksgiving, and historians believe that only 5 women were present. The rest were probably home taking a nap after all that cooking, you know what I'm saying? Today, approximately 46 million turkeys are killed for the Thanksgiving holiday, but turkey was not on the menu the first Thanksgiving. Turkey is a very big meal, by the way, in Israel, as I understand. It only took 17 years of letter writing to Sarah Joseph Hale, the author of Mary Had a Little Lamb, to convince President Lincoln to declare Thanksgiving a national holiday. That was in 1863. Many people blame the Tryptophan in Turkey for their drowsiness after Thanksgiving dinner. However, turkey has no more tryptophan than any other meat. I think the reason for the nap is the high intake of carbs, alcohol, and, well, I don't know, having to fend off family. You know what I'm saying? Now listen, I know it's going to be totally different. And I know it's tough. You know, some of you are very dependent on the reset every year for family. And it's a big deal. In 1953, when Swanson overestimated by 260 tons, how many frozen turkeys? My God, 260 tons. That's a lot of turkey. How many frozen turkeys they could sell for Thanksgiving? They came up with an idea to create turkey dinners in individual trays. That's right, buddy. That was our first TV dinner. Think about that. Now, in recent years, Thanksgiving has become the most popular day for running, with over 1 million people participating in over 1,300 races. Remember, the old guy to run. Remember the old days when Turkey Day and Christmas Day was for family? Right? Not for races, not for football games, not for any of that stuff. For families. 2019 Instacart survey of over 2,000 individuals revealed that almost 70% of Americans dislike some of the traditional Thanksgiving dishes. Well, they won't have to worry about it this year, right? No, really. When you think about it this year, right? You're going over to somebody else's house. What are you going to do? Ooh, go, ooh, I won't eat that. Not what you're doing. And at our house, we have become more of lasagna turkey day. No, there is no turkey found in my lasagna whatsoever. Sorry, can't do it, guys. Just for clarity, in my house, there's no such thing as a turkey meatball. All right? I can taste the difference big time. But we got a lot going on today, too. Like I said, we have cases that have been filed. We've got, that's why we have a Rick Green on. We're going to talk about the reality of, 2 weeks ago, I think Rick and some others felt no chance, no way. The arguments weren't good enough. Now I think people are starting to see the light that there are constitutional reasons. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say there's just constitutional reasons. I mean, because the reality is these people did overstep. And what they did was wrong, flat out wrong. And when you look at the numbers, when you look at what the percentages are, the fact that, in some precincts they had, 300,000 people vote? I mean, 300% more than the people that actually live there vote? How do you do that? I don't know how. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, Rick will be with us. There's so much going on in Pennsylvania. The judge has said, hey, stop. You cannot certify this race. I think that's great. I'm wondering how many times can we start and stop before the judges start going, okay, you've already tried this. We're not doing this again. We're not doing this again. We're not doing this again. Seriously. Rick Green joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Seriously, don't move.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste your time. I don't have him that long. Rick Green joins me, as he does from time to time. He is the... You know, they call you a constitutional coach, but I'm going to call you the constitutional guru. How do you like? Because I know it's a cliche kind of thing, but it kind of drives me
crazy. I actually say at the beginning of all of our classes, I am no guru. I'm just a citizen just like you, so I can't let you do it, Joe. Can't do it, man.
Yeah, but you do. But you do actually study it. You don't read it. You don't do the Reader's Digest version of the Constitution. You do actually do a real no slight of Reader's Digest, but you really do get into it and get us to understand what the Constitution is. And frankly, it's because of listening to you over the years that I shouldn't say I'm not worried, but I am not heartbroken over the way this election is going, because we have constitutional remedies, don't we?
We do, and they're playing themselves out right now, even though most of the media is completely ignoring it and trying to act like it's not happening. But look, any election, you've got to have transparency, you've got to have a verification process, and you've got to have legal remedies when the law is broken. Without those three things, you cannot have a republic. You can't have representative government. And we did not have transparency in many places in this election. We're just now getting to verification, getting through, partially through that process. And in some cases, it's impossible to verify because so many illegal ballots were thrown into the mix. And I'm not even talking, Joe, about fraud or the Dominion system or any of that. I'm talking about the illegal schemes that these governors and secretaries of state did publicly. I mean, they admit that they did it. And I think the Supreme Court is going to throw those out. They violated the Constitution by creating illegal schemes themselves without the legislature when only the legislature is authorized to set the time, place, and manner of elections according to our Constitution. And so, I think there's going to be some states possibly tossed where the results are literally tossed by the Supreme Court. And if those legislatures don't do their job and name the electors themselves, then you could actually have a reduced number of electoral votes to the point that neither side gets 270. Well, what if neither side gets to 270? Then you got it goes to the House, but you're going to have an epic question. I just did a Constitutional Minute today, just posted it on Facebook a few minutes ago, about whether or not the whole number of electors, that's the phrase, and that little-known phrase there in the 12th Amendment of the Constitution, same phrase is used in Article 2 prior to it being amended by Article 12, but that phrase is that whole number of electors, whoever gets the majority of the whole number, is that whole number, does that mean 538 like everybody's assuming right now? Or does that possibly mean less if Wisconsin gets tossed based on the Thomas More Society's lawsuit that was filed yesterday that has really good merit? Does it become 20 votes less based on Pennsylvania's suit, which if you watched any of the hearings today, man, they've got some really good arguments, and those state senators were asking the right questions. What are the remedies? How do we deal with this? Anyway, it's still up in the air, bro. There's still a lot to be determined and some really interesting constitutional questions potentially to be answered by the Congress and by the courts.
Yeah, but the beauty is now, I hope, the beauty is now you have some originalists on SCOTUS. You have some people that are really looking at what the meaning of the Constitution was in these specific areas of the Constitution, and you're not going to get people that are going to sit on their elbow and go, gee, you know, I really think what they were talking about here, they're going to go by the letter of the Constitution, aren't they?
That's the great thing here, and actually I'm a little nervous because this will be the first real test of this Supreme Court. We now supposedly have an originalist court, five justices, of course not including Roberts in that, but five justices with enough backbone to stand up for original intent of the Constitution, and it really doesn't matter which way Roberts blows if those five stand firm. We know Roberts has the backbone of a jellyfish. We think these five actually have enough backbone to make a freight train take a dirt road. Well, we're about to find out because this could be the biggest decision of their lives. Will they uphold the Constitution and uphold the rule of law, or will they cater to the, frankly, whims of the culture right now and the threats? I mean, there are veiled threats out, not even veiled, there are outright threats out there right now that if they uphold the Constitution and the rule of law, there will be violence in the streets. So, this is a very interesting time.
It doesn't stop there. And if they decide to give the Democrats what they want, there could be 19 people on that Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Coming up
shortly. Exactly right.
They better do the right thing.
And fraud from now on, right? I mean, and it completely wipes out the rule of law, and elections can be, it's whoever has the power wins instead of what is the right thing to do.
All right, so let me ask you real quick, though, with Roberts. Now, I don't know if it was a surprise thing or it was already in the books or what, but he kind of he reallocated, if you would, or reassigned justices to the circuits. You'd think there was something behind the decision, or was it something that he was doing anyway?
They have the key districts there. That's a normal process for the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's not so much whether or not a case would get to the court at all, but there's certain powers that kind of like when Alito, you remember when Alito did the that order, day after the election or a couple days after the election, saying you got to separate those ballots because they were cast. He didn't say it this way, but actually he did in the previous opinion. They were capped illegally under an illegal scheme. And so he was actually signaling, hey, there's enough of us that if those ballots get mixed in, you poison the well. We believe those ballots are illegal, and you better keep them separate. And so that's kind of that appointment of each justice overseeing certain circuit courts. They get some leeway while the court is waiting to hear the case. But if four of the justices want to hear it, even if that one person over that area doesn't want to hear it, if four other justices want to hear it, they can still hear the case. So, yeah, I don't think it was anything nefarious, and you're right, it does play to our favor, even if any of those decisions are to be made.
I love and I realize these guys will follow the law, you know, but I love the meme with Tom, you know, Clarence Thomas going, "Hey Joe, been a long time." I just love that, you know. All right. Let's get off of this for a second. Now, where can they find your constitutional moment? Because they need to find that to get informed, don't they?
Yeah, a couple of places. The Constitutional Minute is available on my Facebook page, Patriot Rick Green. We're trying to get off of Facebook, though, so you can also go to MeWe. If you're not on MeWe yet, get on MeWe and also get on Parler. I've got a link on Parler to it as well. We've got to start moving to these sites that censor. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing and stopping even the sharing of I mean, look, today, one of those senators in Pennsylvania, this is a state senator doing his job, simply having a hearing to make sure, and an investigation to make sure that the law was followed. When you have all of these claims out there, if this was reversed, I think these Republican senators would still investigate, even if it had been Trump that had benefited from all these shenanigans. So just doing their job, and yet Twitter bans this guy for simply being a senator and holding a hearing. Oh, it's just, it's criminal.
Now, Rick, I you know, in Texas, I know you got large families and the whole nine. Here in California, you know, I can only have one, like, eighth of my family show up because we're only allowed 10 people at home. But I got to tell you something. We found sheriffs in California that have said, this is an unconstitutional order. We will not enforce it. So
thank
there is
God
hope.
For those sheriffs.
There is hope.
Thank God for those sheriffs. Have a huge, huge Thanksgiving gathering and send pictures to Gavin Newsom. That's
I would love that. I think that would be great. Hey, listen, God bless. Love what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And have a great Turkey Day.
Thanks, man. Come see you at theconstitutioncoach.com. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. Rick Reed, don't listen. Don't, you got to go check out his site. Sony Schmidt joins me at the bottom.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Americans are hitting the road for the Thanksgiving weekend, even with the CDC advising against traveling as COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to rise across the country. Admiral Brekerauer of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says no one is trying to cancel the holiday. He tells MSNBC that instead he hopes Americans will make good choices around their holiday celebrations.
And look, no one's trying to cancel Thanksgiving. What I urge Americans to do is make a good choice for you. If you can defer travel and have Thanksgiving at Valentine's Day, do that. If you make the decision to travel and be with your family, be on good behavior before you get together. Try to physically distance in the home. Wear a mask. Don't crowd people, 20 people in the kitchen like we do in Cajun land.
Wednesday saw the most deaths from COVID since early May, with nearly 2,300 fatalities reported. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And remember, I've been telling you guys, Facebook is cranking down. You just heard Rick Green say that they're pretty much keeping them from getting any message out. What could be so terrible about talking about the Constitution on Facebook? Apparently, the communists over there don't much like it very much. We have chosen Spreely as our platform to go to. You guys, I know many people are going to MeWe. If you want to know why we haven't gone running over there, you may want to go over to the website, realside.com. Just type in MeWe in the search thing, and you'll see the several articles that we have up about the different platforms. But, all right, we're talking about Turkey Day and so many other things right now. Sonia Schmidt joins me usually on Fridays, but we're not going to have her this Friday because we're not going to be here this Friday. She can show up if she wants to, but not me. How you doing, Sonia?
Howdy. So I can show up on Friday?
You can come over here if you know how to press the buttons. You have a ball. I'm not going to be here.
I can't even press my own buttons. I've been trying to get my audio to work ever since we've been doing this, and I still can't do it. So. I thought there would be a miracle given the fact that, it's Thanksgiving and...
No, that would be the Christmas miracle. I mean,
oh, I see.
Seriously,
I see. Can we say that now? Wait. Can we celebrate that yet? Is it
not till you? Yes, yeah. Not till Joey B is sworn in. Then I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
I don't know. We'll have Comrade Day or something like that.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
I mean, seriously, when you think about that, yeah, it's going to be bad. Seriously.
Scary. I'm glad we can still have a sense of humor about it because it's the stakes are really high. Let's just put it mildly.
You mean turkey's really high?
You get a live turkey? You know what? When I was a kid, my father used to go to this poultry shop, and we lived in the hood, but they had a cage outside this poultry shop with all this live poultry. Now we go pick which turkey we'd want, and then he'd come out with a bloody package, and that was our turkey.
Wow. How
about that for a Thanksgiving story, huh?
You sure? Hopefully you don't think you're listening. You know, I mean.
I should have been a disclaimer.
You sure wasn't pigeon? And I grew up in the city, too. You just never know what you're going to get. You know
what I'm saying? It tastes like chicken, so that's all I got to say.
So there you go. All right, so first, before we get into politics here a little bit, I want to know, what kind of turkey traditions, if any, do you have?
Eat it.
Well, okay, ba-dum-bum. Shh. Thank you. You'll be here all week.
Well, I'm the bona fide. I'm the designated turkey cooker, baker cooker, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Which is so easy because I've discovered those baking bags, those roasting bags.
Oh yeah.
Oh my! You can't go wrong with that. I mean,
you do it upside down like some people do, or backwards, or.
Oh no! I just put it in the right way. I season the heck out of it. I stuff it with tons of onions and celery and carrots and garlic and butter, and then I toss it in that bag. You know, tie it up, puncture some holes in it, and go play canasta, and then I come back, and it's a wonderful thing. It just never
goes wrong. What time will it be ready?
I know, huh? I'm not telling you. I'd have to bar the door, Katie, or whatever that saying is.
Is there a dish that you have? I won't say that's not the norm, but it's not traditionally found on the table. Tables across the country.
I don't think so. We're pretty old school. It comes to macaroni and maybe collard greens. We do greens.
Macaroni and cheese?
We do macaroni and cheese.
I'm sure the Native Americans back in the 1700s had mac and cheese, right?
You know what?
But it wasn't Kraft, though. It was like Mohegan.
Didn't Columbus kill all those off? Isn't that what we're supposed to believe?
That's what we're supposed to believe. And he didn't even land here, but that's okay.
No, but the only thing that we don't do that I think is found in typical white families, if I can say that, is green bean casseroles. We don't do that.
Hello. You see the color here? I don't do green bean casseroles. I wouldn't even know what a green bean casserole is.
Yeah, I'm not talking about your family. You. Okay, if it's not got pasta on it,
that's
and
right.
cheese,
you're exactly right.
It ain't on the table. We do collard greens. We do and this might be racist too. We do something called monkey bread, and to be honest, that used to be a homemade dish that my mother made before she got too old, and she's just botching meals left and right. So we found them in the store, a very close rendition called Hawaiian bread. Have you seen Hawaii? Yeah, Hawaiian bread in the market. Okay, so that's what we use in place of homemade monkey bread.
And why the heck did they call it monkey bread?
I think it's racist. I do.
You think that's what it is?
I think so.
Monkeys are racist?
You don't know that? You can't even say monkey around black people. You lose it. You just can't even. You can't say lazy. You can't say trifling. So it can't be trifling bread. It can't.
Wow.
It can't be lazy bread.
Can you do a little booklet on terminologies we can't use in the hood?
Oh,
or something?
Absolutely. Because you know what? Again, Biden administration. These are words that will be foreboding. You will not be able to use them.
I still don't believe he won. I still don't believe that he got all the votes they say he got. And I was talking to a friend of mine today I said, look, how could you vote for somebody who is openly racist to your color, openly racist to your group, and yet you call Trump a racist? Dude, I don't get it. What kind of Kool-Aid do they have to drink to believe that?
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Trump.
She's going to school me again, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Write this down, too. Trump uses code.
Oh,
right?
That's right.
Yes.
When they call dog whistles or something, right?
They're dog whistles. The fact that Biden is out in the open with it and says things that are clearly racist proves that he's not racist. That's the thinking that you have to adopt to make sense of this.
I'm so confused.
I'm so confused. My head's going to explode. Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
I mean, you know, we've been through this a million times, but I'm listening to people talk about him on... It is truly needs to be called lamestream media because they are not mainstream media, number one. And the comments they make is so lame. They're talking about it'll be nice to have somebody in the White House that can speak coherently, that can complete his sentences. And I'm going, wait, who are they talking about?
It's the lame brain.
The cook in the kitchen? Because they ain't talking about Biden.
Well, and it's frightening. I choose to be happy tonight, but when I think of the people that he's ushering back in and the policies and stuff, I know we're not supposed to be talking politics right now, but it scares me.
Yeah.
It's like all the hard work that Trump did is going to be just totally dismantled right now. And that's the saddest thing. This man works so hard for the American people.
Well, I'm going to put a big smile on your face. Even people in the law world that were not hopeful 2 weeks ago are now hopeful today, telling me that they believe Trump is going to pull this out in a legal way. They believe that SCOTUS is going to have no choice based on the evidence that they will see, have seen. You even had a Pennsylvania judge today said, you're not going to certify this election yet. There's too many issues. Now, when you have a local judge say that, you know this. You know you've got some hope. There's some summary
there. It
was
stunning.
You
know? That hearing today. I mean, and I've heard, we've all heard what they're talking about. And what.
Right.
But when you hear it from the witnesses, it was stunning. And my mouth was, I couldn't believe they were so blatant.
I really believe from what I've read and others I've spoken with, they really didn't believe that Trump had the support that he said he had, that was perceived that he had. So if the votes came in at a lower level, right? If Trump didn't win by such big numbers, this could have slid by easily because they wouldn't have needed as many drops.
Absolutely. And right? They're so used to doing it. The places who did this are used to doing it. So they didn't think that this would, they thought this would go under the radar.
But because I joke
they had
about,
to cheat.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say just because they had to cheat so badly that they did it badly. You can't do it on the level that they did without getting busted. But you look at everything that they've tried against this man, and they failed miserably. So why do we not think he's going to prevail this time?
People say he's hiding. He's not hiding. His legal team has said, look, this is one time we need you to shut up. Because we cannot tweet anything out that we start to have to defend. So please don't do it.
Mm-hmm. They got his tweeting machine unplugged. And that's the best thing. Let these people...
No, you're not done yet. I'm going to duct tape you in that chair. And we're going to finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, Sonia Schmidt, will be giving us some secret recipes on the other side of the break.
I will.
Yeah, but we'll give you some, and then you can give them out. We'll do like the government, you know? We'll let you leak them.
It's funny, I think New Year's is the most...
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Hey, I'm back. Joe Mathis, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are listening to us on the air and in the chat room. However you get to listen to us. Okay, because I try to bring you the best of the best. Tomorrow's the day. That's right. Well, it's not a great day for the turkey. It is a great day for the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? And again, please do not. You do this to me every year when I say this. Do not send me turkey meatball recipes. Okay? Because if you send them to me in the mail, I burn them. If you send them via email, I don't even read them. There's no such thing as a turkey or a chicken meatball. A meatball needs to be made with meat, with beef, okay? A little lamb, a little pork, but for the most part, with beef. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, God bless. Have a great turkey day. But Sonya Smith joins me, as she does every week, only a little early this week, so don't be thrown off. Because we're going to give her Friday off so she can, like, recuperate laying on the couch like the rest of us. And, Sonya, thank you for being with me.
You know what? I'm starting to get a little paranoid. You played that sound bite from The Wizard of Oz of some people without a brain say a lot, have a lot to say. And it's taken me about a month to realize you may be doing that on purpose. So,
No,
I resemble that.
There are some people I would play that on purpose with, but you're not one of them.
poor little turkeys. You know, okay, here's a joke I'm working on, and I did it in my car yesterday, so I ain't worked this out yet. But when I think of the holidays, Thanksgiving is the only holiday that we put up decorations about the stuff that we're going to eat, right? We put up turkey, we put up pumpkins,
that's true.
So, I mean, what do cannibals decorate?
I'm thinking like pictures of Joe Biden and I'm just thinking,
Uncle Papa Labba Dabba Dab. You know, it's like, oh, that's what you're gonna eat this. So there's a joke in there. I'm working it out. But what do cannibals put up for Thanksgiving? If we put up what we're gonna eat, what do they put up?
You know, you get nervous when you walk in the house and there's a picture of Uncle Joe hanging from the ceiling.
Exactly.
Right? You go, I'm sorry,
hey,
I wasn't gonna say. I got to leave now.
Exactly. I hate to not eat and run, but...
God.
Yeah.
So, no, again, it's really funny that the people tell me about their traditions for Thanksgiving. Some people, you know, Andrea Kay, a friend of mine who's also a talk show host down in the San Diego area, she tells me, you know, Thanksgiving doesn't mean anything. It's not that she's not thankful, but it was never a big thing for her, so she really doesn't celebrate it. Though she is thankful, but, you know, was that?
What does she do that day?
Oh, maybe she watch football all day. I have no idea.
I don't even know nothing about football. I don't know who's playing. And I don't, you know, because it's so full of starches and I'm doing this keto thing, I'm not really about anything other than the turkey and
Can you take a
butter.
Keto break? Or is that like not in a book or something?
I can, but that food nowadays makes me feel so bad that I don't even... You know, I'll do some dressing, here's the thing. You want to do some racial stuff? Black people say dressing, and white people say stuffing. Is that true or not true?
Stuffing. I've always called it stuffing. Dressing is something you put on top of it, isn't it?
No. Stuffing is something that white people call the dressing.
All right. Yeah, I think this show is going in a real racist direction
now. It totally is. And to be honest, if you really want to be, you know, racial, our biggest holidays in terms of cooking for our ethnicity happens at New Year's. We do traditional American stuff, I think, at Thanksgiving and Christmas. But New Year's...
You know why that is, right? Because we white folk have brainwashed you and beaten you down to the point where you only know about white stuff, right?
That's right. That's right.
So I'm just trying to help you out with your reparations there. Yeah.
Right. We're on the same page with that. But at New Year's, we do a traditional thing. We do... Well, I don't, but chitlins is on the menu. Greens is on the menu because it signifies many. Black-eyed peas and rice, which is called Hoppin' Johns.
So I have never had chitlins in my life.
No, me either.
My pastor,
I have to leave the house because it makes me throw up. The smell of it makes me throw up.
My old pastor used to say his wife loved chitlins. He hated them. So he used to tell her, if you're going to make those things, you better go over to your sister's house to make those things. Because
It smells so bad. Yes. I used to throw up as a kid. And I can remember standing in the window of my bedroom just trying to get fresh air. When you think of what it is, it makes sense that they stink. I'm not being picky. It's just that they are the intestines of the nastiest animal ever. So I don't care how much you clean them, they stink. And I do mean stink.
But that came from, that came from the days when they couldn't waste anything. Everything was valuable on an animal. My grandfather, I could make people throw up right now because he ate, you know, ham hocks were pig's feet, right?
Absolutely. I did that as a kid.
See? Okay. I mean, he ate lamb brain, he ate cow brain.
We ate cow brains, all that stuff. But with the chitlins, I think what happened, I think traditionally, and people are going, she ain't black. I knew she wasn't black. But, you throw out the energy, throw out all the trash, and the slaves cooked them, and they made a mastery of cooking them. I'm sure probably they're great, but I can't get past the smell. If something makes me puke before I eat it,
even
it's
eat
a
it,
good
right?
sign. I can't eat it. Puking first is not a good sign. It's not an aperitif. What do you call it?
There's no appetite. Listen, my grandfather, the first time he gave me tripe, you know what tripe is?
Yes, I do.
I'm chewing and they cook it like I think for 5 days in tomato sauce to try to make it taste better. And I'm chewing it and I'm like, Grandpa, this is like eating gum. I can't, you know. And then he told me what it was, and it wasn't pleasant at that table.
No, but right, you know what? Putting tomato sauce over, if they put tomato sauce over chitlins, I think that I might have a go
you
at it.
You might have a shot.
But I will tell you. So here's another tradition, though. New Year's black tradition is we put money under our floor mat, our welcome mat. And that signifies the amount of, what do you call it, the treasure, the, you know, money that you're going to make, prosperity that you will have over the years.
Is it big money or little? Are you required to put more?
Oh, no, no. It's just, you know what, because it's old tradition and slaves didn't have much, it was pennies. But I upped that game, and I put, like, I put quarters and stuff underneath there. But, do you know, then so my game got upped. I became prosperous, and my gardener stole my money under my mat.
Well, I was going to say, if you do that on New Year's Eve, I'm thinking most of you guys are drunk anyhow. So
exactly.
I'm going to run through an apartment building in a black neighborhood. I'm going to run through an apartment building in a black neighborhood and start picking up the welcome mats, you know?
You can
what do
make
you think?
A fortune.
Make
a fortune. That could be your gig. That could be your gig, your New Year's gig.
Hey, I like that idea. That might work for me.
I do too. But that's, you know, but Thanksgiving and Christmas, we just do what everybody else does with the turkey and we say dressing and cranberry sauce and.
Okay. Cranberry sauce or that garbage that comes in the can?
You know what? We fight over that every year, and this year, I ain't fighting over it no more. They can have that canned crap. Luckily, I'm on keto, so I don't need the carbs and the sugar anyhow, but I make the fresh stuff.
You do?
And not only that, I put orange rinds in it, like zest,
wow.
Orange zest.
We should have you over some Thanksgiving.
Oh, but
you
I
can
cook.
Do the cooking.
You know that. I'm a cooker. That's what I do. I'm a feeder. Somebody called me a feeder. I guess I am.
God. Well, you look, know, I cook. As far as Thanksgiving goes, though, I mean, there's a lot of us feeling, well, 70-some-odd million of us anyway, feeling really bad about the way we perceive the election is going to turn out. And I keep telling people, you know, for a day or two or three, we need to get away from the politic version of this, right? We have family members that we will never see again because they've moved on this year. They've passed on. We've got some that we won't be able to see because they can't travel. You know, we're in California, so I was joking. In an Italian family, you only get to see about an eighth of your family this year. So, you know, and again, only for 2 hours. Yeah, like that's going to work, okay? We nap for 2 hours between meals. So, you know, but really, we can be thankful. There's a lot. You've got a home. You've got food on the table. There's plenty of people don't even have a table to put whatever food they have on. They're sleeping in the back of their car. They don't have any place to stay. So would you agree that we do, even in all of this mess, we got stuff. You've got a wonderful little grandson that you get to teach on a daily basis.
I know, I do. I have three grandchildren. And one of the things that I do, I don't think I've ever talked about this on your show.
You only talk about one, so I thought maybe you only have one good one.
That's because he lives there. I know. Yeah.
I'm going to get you in trouble.
No. So I do a children's theater since COVID. I bought a book, and it's...
You bought a book. Good. You should read.
I got a book of fairy tales that were transformed into plays for children because theater and television and all that is my background. So every week we do read-throughs, and then they get in costumes, and they do plays, and I record them, and I edit it together, and it's just they love it. I want to quit because it's so much work. But they absolutely, I'm like, don't y'all want to quit this week? You know, so yeah, no, we do have a lot, but we are the side that knows how to be grateful and thankful. The other side, it ain't going to be thankful until Trump leaves.
Yeah, well, even then, till we submit and bow. Anyway, tell people where to find you. You got a show every week, right?
Oh, rangebroadcasting.com. Go to my page, Sonya Schmidt.
And not the local Chitlin's restaurant, because you'll never find her or me there, right? All right, listen, God bless Sonya. You have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family.
Same to you. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.